I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Clan forward, Thomas. Nesbitt, Thomas, one goal should have been two.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What, are you talking about my second one there?
Yeah.
No, that was a tip, macro tip that I knew right away. He for sure tipped it down. And yeah, just happy to chip in.
Disappointment all round, though, losing in penalty shots. It seems to be a problem area for the team this year.
Yeah, I mean, when you get into overtime and penalty shots, it's really just a coin flip of who's going to come out on top. We definitely haven't had the luck, but I mean, we want that second point just as bad as the other team or more, and we're just not coming out on the winning side right now.
I'm just speaking to the coach, there's a lot of frustration from him. There seems to be inconsistency, and it's the same across the league as well, I suppose. But what's it like in the locker room with you guys just now?
We're definitely disappointed. Any night we don't get the 2 points, we're disappointed. I think, as you said, around the league, a lot of teams that are expected to do well are kind of win-loss, or giving up points here and there, just like we are, and I don't think anybody's happy with that. So it's still an open table here, and we need to get a big 2 points tomorrow.
But back to the start of the game, though, you got the first goal, perfect start, followed up by Matt Keith with the second one. Could, at any point, could you afford to start thinking that this could be your night?
I don't think you can ever afford to start relaxing and thinking that it's going to be an easy night, especially against a team like that. We know that wasn't their starting goaltender, but the guy they had in there played pretty well, and maybe we didn't test him as much as we would have liked, but that's a really good team there, and it's never going to be a cakewalk.
Now, speaking to some of the guys during the week, the feeling was that the tide's turning a wee bit, starting to get a bit of confidence. How much of a setback is tonight?
I don't think it's too much of a setback. I mean, we expect to win every single night. And that's the expectations put on us by ourselves, by our coaching staff, by our owner, everybody. And if we don't get the 2 points, we're disappointed. We're not a team that's going to settle for 1 point or is going to accept losing. So we are disappointed, but tomorrow's a new day. We'll wake up with a completely new attitude. Forget about it tonight, and we need 2 points tomorrow.
2 points tomorrow. Going to Edinburgh, a tough venue. You've already lost there this season as well. Will they want a bit of payback for what happened here last Sunday, Edinburgh?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely a different team from last year and years past from what everybody's been talking about, and they're a good team. I think every team in this league's a battle, so you can never take anybody lightly in this league, and we're going to be up for it tomorrow, and we expect a good test for them again, and I'm sure they want to get 2 points off of us since we beat them last time, but yeah, it's going to be a battle, and we want to come out with the 2 points.
Thanks so much, Thomas.
Thanks.